we have to try to, again, go through somewhat briefly. We can't go through everything. But the fundamentals, you know, the Yesodos Gedolim, which are relevant in many areas of halacha, maybe it's even, in some ways, it's the most relevant of the newness of it. The newness of it. But it begins, I will say, in a very classical way. We always try to start with the classics. Let's turn our attention to Kuf Chof. Kuf Chof, the Mishnah says in the Sefer Shabbat of Kuf Chof, Amin Aleph, Osen the chitza v'kol ha'kelim v'shvul shalo tavar ha'dleka. Rabbi Yossi Osen v'klecheres chadoshim v'lei enayim v'she'en yicholon v'kabal es ha'ur and his bakin and v'chaban es ha'dleka. There's no makhlok to the Matthias over here. What are they fighting about? They're fighting about a halachic issue. As Gemara tells that explicitly on that kufcha from the days, at least at one stage in the Gemara. What the Gemara says as follows. It says as follows. Asiyahu da'asu gram ashari. Here too. Lo sazaka malacha. Asiyahu da'asu gram ashari. So they have to have gram. So we pass in gram, whether Rabbi Yossi holds that way or not, it's a matter of dispute. Gram ashari. Is gram ashari stam het the gram? Or is it only gramut and malacha hefsid? The Ram Bora, he says, and the Ram Bora quotes it. Mishinah Medal is only mutter and malacha hefsid. So here's the lake. Another Rishonim say, no. No, it's mutter even shalom. It says shari, shari. No, shari means shari. It means mutter. That's a dispute. The Ramah is machmir and some are make of b'shas hatzchak because they say they wrong Rishon or against that Ramah and that mutter. Fine. But it's a much more fundamental issue over here. How do you reconcile this Gemara of Grom HaShari? Why is it Grom HaShari? Because let's review the case. There's a fire burning. I don't want the fire to spread. So I ring it with barrels full of water. And then the fire spreads, breaks the barrels, and the water puts out the fire. That's considered shari. The rice is shari. You couldn't be mutter with the rabbanon. The mutter hefshet is mutter. It's against the mefurisha. I don't want to say the word posuk because the rabbanon has mutter are not found in the psukim, but they're found in the mishnayos. And the gemara explains in the sefer of Baba Kama on the afsanah chaman aleph is an av malacha called zore. Zore means winnowing. What does winnowing mean? You throw the grain up in the air. What happens? The wind blows, and the wind blows away the chaff, and the grain falls down. Chayev, he said, the raisa. That's grama. Mama's grama. I throw it straight up in the air, nothing happens. And the wind comes and blows it, and by the wind blowing it, it separates the wheat from the chaff. Isn't that exactly the same as the Gemara in Shabbos HaKufkov? How do you reconcile Shabbos HaKufkov with Baba Kama Sama? That's the question, student. Bars of the post. So the classical answer that we like so much is attributed to someone whom we don't know about really. His name is Zera Emes. He may be the first one to articulate it. And the same result is found, I told you, the Shita Mekubetz is in the Sefer Baba Kama, that Nunvov, name of the Ra'ah, in the context of the Zikin. That is as follows. If I do something, and you need what we call an additional force, a koach acham urubo. Koach acham urubo, as you probably are aware, is the official halachic terminology for the Ab Nezikin called Eish. And in our books, Nezikin, koach acham urubo. The wind blows the fire, that's called Eish. So koach acham urubo says the Zera Emes only applies in a situation in which my koach and the koach achar are working together. Makes a lot of sense. It's a very lovely shavar. I'm doing something, and the other forces operative at the exact same time that I'm doing what I'm doing, at that same time, or as soon as I finish mine, it's right there. And the whole thing is attributed to me. Whereas, the situation is out of our Mishnah. A fire is burning. I didn't start the fire. Someone else started the fire, started by itself. All I do is ring the fire with barrels of water. Kodesh Baruch Hu puts a wind, and the wind gradually, he's moving this fire a little bit by little until it bumps into my barrels full of water. Lo korav zel zeh kol alayla. There's no connection between what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, the wind blowing the fire from here to there, and my putting the ring in the circumference with barrels of water. Nothing to do with each other. So therefore, when the wind comes and blows the fire and it bumps into the barrels full of water and the water falls out and puts it out, there's no combination of what I'm doing and what the Kohakaka of the Rabbanu Shem is doing. Because I'm doing it over here, putting barrels over here, and the Kohesh Baruch Kaviyachal is doing it over there. having the wind blow the fire from here to there, it takes an hour to get to the barrel. No, there's no connection at all. The beautiful Lomdish answer, I never heard the word Zera Emes before. That's what my Rebbe said. That's what Rav Shecht had in the Sefer. And he attributed to Gedolei Olam, Chaim, the Nesiv, Mr. Chazanish. And that's what I thought was the... I thought that's the Pashup Shah. But if for some reason I saw in a few places, they said there's a Shuma Zera Emes, not exactly sure who it is. He's the one who said it explicitly. Good, so we'll attribute it to him. He deserves it. Zera Emes. Don't know exactly who, so we have to give him even more cover. Okay, I thought he articulated. So far, so good. Was this still a question which we alluded to at the very end of the show yesterday? Which I'll mention to you right now. At the end of the show yesterday, we quoted Tosfos of Beitza on Daf Chav Beis. Tosfos of Beitza Chav Beis talks about the stopping of Shemit Shabaner and. This talks about the fact that the Nair gets dimmer. What does that mean? The Machlokas Gedolia apostles. My old potato plan Yeshua said that itself is a violation. So the dimmer of a flame, that's a problem. We discuss it. That's itself is questionable based on the definition of Mavra Machabit. But the Slavsemis and Ksavsovas say no. That's the beginning of the Malacha. The end of the Malacha is when it goes out. So it has to, again, the same as so, it has to begin right away. And what, is that Emes is so? Oh. But here's a question which Shlomo Zalman is specific about. What must begin right away? Must the Malacha begin right away? Or must my action, which leads this item to the final destination, begin right away? In other words, in the case of the barrels around the fire, there's no connection. I put the barrel here, and the wind, Hashem Shabbat, puts into the world, blows it to it. Okay, that's one extreme. Okay? Then, other extreme is Zorah. Right? I throw something in the air. At that very moment, the malacha happens. Not just some wind. The malacha, that wind does the malacha of separating the good from the bad. Fine. In between case, as Hashem Shabbat formulated, I take barrels and I throw them down the hill. What kind of status does that have? What I mean is the Maisa began right away. Right? The mice which is going to put out the fire, but the malacha didn't begin right away. It could be, we have suggested, that's the machlokas in Tosfos and the Rosh. If the Svansevis is correct, the Pshat in Tosfos is also Yechai Mishim Bechaba because of the ultimate extinguishing of the fire, not the dimming at the present time. The dimming is just so that the malacha should start right away. According to the Rosh, it's enough that the action starts right away. That's one possible way to understand that dispute. But to be honest with you, quoting the Rush in this context is not so smart, because the Rush, in discussing the issue of Zorah, has his own unique take. And the Rush said Zorah is chayav because that's the only way you can do Zorah. The malacha of Zorah is only with the wind. It's only with the wind. It's one of the lamentest malachas. By definition, you have to be chayav despite the fact that it's korach acham urubo. But any other malacha, which can be done straight, without any Koach Acher adding to the mix, whatever can be done in a straight fashion, and it's done now, and it only happens later, even to Koach Acher Murubo, you would be in fact Potter. So if it wouldn't be Zorah, it would be some other Malacha, which you did the same way as Zorah, you would in fact would be Potter. You would be Potter. Why would you be Potter? Because only by Zorah would Bahaki Chiva Rachman. The Torah has a malacha called Zorah. Zorah can only come through Koach Acher Murubo. Mela, the other would be chayav. Everything else would be potter. That the Rosh is in effect the biggest maker. Even in the most extreme case, which we thought is the most resembling his own Meisah. Go with what the Sforza said before, because you're doing it and the other come at the same time. Even there, according to the Rosh, you'd be potter in all of the 38 malachas. You're only chayav in this particular malacha. The malacha, which we know in the Zorah, because it's unique. So that's just letting you know that that's how the Rush understands. You would normally be potter. See, if what we said before is a nice lumdish of art, we said according to the Rush, it's not enough that you begin the action right away. You have to begin the malacha right away. Very nice, but it's more like going to the Rush, even if you begin the malacha right away, you'd be potter. But it's not the case of Zorah. But the lumdus works. It's using those two as put a different name aside from the Rush. Okay, I just wanted to be honest, that you have to be honest when it comes to these things. All right, fine. This is a dispute which the Poskim have. The Vilna Gaon is on the Russian side. The Vilna Gaon says, we saw Mordechai, you know, he talks about a case that we saw yesterday, where Ein Binyan B'Kelim is arrived from Masikin B'Kelim or B'Shimer Kelim, you throw the clay into the fire. So the question becomes, you throw the clay into a fire, so why should we steer him? Because there's no steer B'Kelim. Says the Gra, no! You throw a clay into a fire and it breaks up and self-destructs? That's Grama! And there, it's your action. You threw it mamish into the fire. And the only reason the Gra calls it Grama because of the time delay. The clay doesn't break up in 1 minute. So it seems to be gone with the mahalach of the rush, that the typical block has to happen immediately. If it doesn't happen immediately, then unless it's b'ochi ki rachmana. I mean, take Zoreya. Zoreya also doesn't happen immediately. But that happens immediately. So sounds the same, right? Zoreya, Zoreya, one's with a hey, one's with a nine. They have a tzad hashava, that it has to happen, you know, and one has to happen with the kol kacha, one has to happen a little bit later. The kitzur, they may be somewhat unique. But the grow seems to be, some say even bishul is considered to be a grum. It takes a while for it to cook. All right, so b'ochi rachmana. They say, no, you put it on the fire, the kol kacha is there, that's not grumma, because they hold like the Zeremis. But the machlokas gedolei apostle, I'm not mentioning all the names right now, all the cases right now, just giving you the fundamentals over here. The fundamentals. The truth to tell, there is an opinion which maintains that we're being too rigorous, perhaps, and then our Zeremis definition, or perhaps our Rush definition, perhaps there's a third definition. It all depends if that's the normal way of doing things. Zora is the normal way to do it. Not that it's the exclusive way to do it. Only the exclusive way. No. It's not the exclusive way. But it's considered in the range of the normal way to do these things. If it's not the exclusive way to do it, then you would be chayav. As opposed to ringing the fire with barrels, that's a crazy way to put out a fire. You call 911, they come with the fire hoses. But they put out a fire. Here, because it's Shabbos, you can't do that. So you're doing an extraordinary kind of activity. That's why it's a definition, it's a limitation of grum. This is all relevant, Rabbi Osai. For just to give one example, Shabbos clocks. You do something to a Shabbos clock, and the Shabbos clock will turn on the motor at a certain period of time, and then can do an activity, which would be a prohibited activity. What do you say? Are you chayev? Are you not chayev? So I would have said, based on my Rebbe and based on the Zerah Emes, I understood, you're certainly chayev. I think I've shot the course to my Rebbe is saying that. Why? Because you're doing something, you're putting a Shabbos clock on, there's a dial that's turning. As soon as you plug it in or put in the pin, whatever you're doing, the last thing you do, the dial starts immediately. You can even hear it. That the clock of the Shabbos are ticking. So it's starting immediately. So therefore, it's your action. So it'll be a chiyuv daraisa. The Chazon Ish says no. He thinks it's only a chiyuv derabanan. Why? Why is it a chiyuv derabanan? Well, at the first glance, it should be chiyuv daraisa. So perhaps the Chazon Ish is of the opinion it's not considered to be your action because the malacha doesn't start right away. Like one side in the Mincha Shlom is Amen. The action started right away, but the malacha didn't start right away. More likely, based on other sources, the Chazon Ish probably holds, it's not the normal way to do it. You know, it's not a normal way. This is some kind of crazy way. The lush of the, as I was pointed out in one of the Sfarim, which one I think it was the... Maybe the Hilchos Shabbos. Perhaps Hilchos Shabbos, but Shabbos said it, if I'm not mistaken, that the lush of Chazon Ish is a sh'on ma'orer, an alarm clock. Because in the Chazon Ish's day, it was a kind of an alarm clock system, and it was somehow pitched together an alarm clock to attach it some crazy way to some kind of a machine. That's how it would go. That's meshugah, says this recent person. That's meshugah. That's not normal. But our Shabbos clocks, which are much more mishuchlal, much more advanced, and they're part of the system, he thinks even according to the Chazon Ish would be awesome with Darais. So obviously he's not working with the assumption that you have to have the malachanah as opposed to the ma'aseh. He's a different mahalach. his malach is, it's normal or abnormal. He claims that the alarm clock that he's attached to a machine, someone looking at a cow, whatever they're talking about over there, was a crazy thing, and no one's right in mind why to do such a crazy thing, attach an alarm clock to a cow milking machine. Ridiculous. But today, the Shabbos slots are built into our system. Everybody turns the Shabbos slot. It's so much more, it's built into the system. Maybe the Chashon Chair would have a different opinion. That's what he's suggesting. Because it is very important. But of course, it's also relevant to adjusting Shabbos clocks. Shlomo Zalman says, if you adjust the Shabbos clocks to go later, he thinks that's okay. Although not everyone agrees. But to make it earlier, he says he really shouldn't do it. You know why? It's called grum. My Rebbe says, Gaval, that's not grumma. That's a malacha mamish. Why? He's the Shita So, like the Zera Emes. You put a plug in out of going earlier, you know, you have a pin, and the clock is ticking immediately. However, Shlomo Zalman, and that's his famous Shuva Yud Gimel, about rolling the barrel down the hill, he's misupik about it. In his Mincha Shlomo, you get an impression, since he's misupik about it, he's only willing to be made by the Rabbanans. The Rabbanan, what's the worst case of the Rabbanan we can be made on this unresolved question? Rav Neubert Zal, when he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, is make not only if you're going to make it earlier, the clock, the light should go off earlier, which I think is consistent with the Mincha Shlomo. He's even make it the light's going to go on earlier. I don't see how that works. I don't think that's consistent with what it says in Shlomo Yud Gimel. Mishlomo Shlomo seems to be super about it. Although some of the Mishlomo Zalma had Sfeikis, which he then resolved sort of, and then he didn't print the resolution. It was just, you know, it was Malah, Sufik, but he deep down he held it was Mutter. So I don't want to fault Rav Neubert. Chas v'shol, he was a loyal Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalma. Good. So that's Rabosai, our first point for today. Let's move on to the next important point. It's 2 points, both based on non-Masechta Shabbos. Yes, we already had Baba Kama. Baba Kama, Daf Sabach, is talking about Zohar B'Shabbos. Now I'm talking about things which are not Shabbos thing. One is, I mentioned the phrase before, Isho Mishim Chitzov. One Masechta Baba Kama, whole Sugya, the second. Whoever learned second prayer Baba Kama is the famous Sugya. The famous last line, the climactic line, "Man the Yisle Mishum Chitzav, Yisle Nami Mishum Amono." What does that mean? Rov Yisrael says, "All right, that's all everyone learns until you look dig deeper." That's the push-up shot. That there are two separate obligations: Chitzav, which is your action, and Mamono. And therefore, if you kill someone, Yisle Mishum Chitzav, Yechayim Misa. The most seems to be favorish in the previous Amud. Chavezim and Bezim and Sata Baba Kama. That's the push-up shot. However, there was a body of opinion, and according to the Marshal, there on that daf, Rashi holds that way. According to the Brisker Rav, and it's Hilchos Rotzeach, I believe it is, the Ran, so-called Ran in Sanhedrin holds that way. I think Gemara means something completely different. The Nachas Dovid talks about it. Ma de isna mishum chitza v'isna mishum amona means, no, it's not straight chitza, which is ma'ase ha'adam. It's Isle Nami Mishum Mamono. It doesn't mean they're two separate chiyuvim. No, the chiyuv of chitzav is limited by Mamono. It's not considered to be your action. It's only enough of you of what you did to be mechayiv you in the zikin. Our brothers the zikin doesn't have to be my action. So it's not my action. For example. We gave an example if you put something, that's the Baba Kama and Zof, another Samach. You put something on the roof and the wind blows it off. The wind blows it off. So the Shita says, if it blows it off as you put it there, Kohach and Murbo, as you put it, then you would be chayev on everything. But if you put it down and later the wind blows it off, we said before, it's not contemporary, not exactly the same time. So that you would be potter, wouldn't be considered chitzav in that kind of a case. That's what the Shita says. According to the Chazanish, who quotes this, and the Rashi and the Revelvela quotes from the so-called Ram, it's never considered to be your action. Are you chayav to pay? Yeah, you chayav to pay Mishum Amono also, but it's never completely and fully your action. Because you would not be chayav Misa. That's a whole new take. It's a whole new take. This is what some suggest, Isha Mishum Chitza. Good. And then, the question will become, well, what's the relationship between Nezikin, Ritzicha, etc. on one hand, and Shabbos on the other hand? So I have to tell you, that there are poskim who go and flip in both directions. Both directions. The Eben HaOzer was the one who was most on the side of what we'll call the Zera Emes. In the case of Tchina v'Rechayim Shomayim, you put your grain into this hopper, and then the water starts turning the wheel, starts raining, it says Yechayim HaTorah, against the Malan Avram. Yechayim HaTorah. However, he says it based upon Melechas Machsheva Sosretor. Oh, it's like Zorah. But he said you might be a potter with respect to Nezikin. Do you believe it? You're potter Nezikin and Chayev on Shabbos. So suggests the Eben HaOzer. There's somewhat different cases where some suggest exactly the reverse. You would be Chayev and Nezikin and potter on Shabbos. As we just said, the Chayev and Nezikin, even though it's not fully your action, the Chazanish suggests that. Because it's Sonu Lifnei HaMokam, becomes poetic. There is the end result, it's hated by Hashem. And you, Isha Mishem Chitza, when it comes to Shabbos, which Melech is Machshem and Osher Torah, then maybe you don't say Isha Mishem Chitza, because it's tempered, but limited somewhat, by the Mishem HaMokam. So I'm just giving you an example how to go from one extreme to the other. Oh. And something similar, Rabbi Osai, is a Gemara not in Baba Kama, but in Sanhedrin this time. Sanhedrin, the more talks about Bitka de Maya, the famous case. You have water, and you remove the dam or the whatever's keeping the water in place, and the water spills out and can kill someone, chas v'shalom. Are you chayev? What's the difference in koach rishon and koach shein? First, the question becomes, what is koach rishon and what is koach shein? We'll get to the specific halachas. What does it mean, koach rishon, and what does it mean, koach shein? It's a matter of significant dispute amongst the Gedolei Rishonim, and it has very great relevance in our area as well, as we shall see. So, Rashi says as follows. If you leave the person far away from the place where you lifted the veil and the water came gushing out, you would be put. Would Rashi say the same thing if you took the water in a barrel and poured it over him? Takes the same amount of time to kill him, but most posts say no. Rashi agrees that Yechai. It's only because it's only a negative. You're removing the barrier. You're not pouring the water over the fellow. You're removing the barrier, which is keeping the fellow alive because the water is held in the river. And you remove that, then if it kills him, the first gush of water kills him, he's right near it, you'd be chayev. He's far down the road, and the water can kill him a little bit later, you'd be potter. What's the expression I use? Ein l'chabor l'chidusha. This idea that removing the monea is considered to be attributable to you is ein l'chabor l'chidusha. This is Shitas Rashi in the Sefer Sanhedrin. That Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. That's Rashi say when it comes to all outside forces? Not necessarily. As the Gemara of Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, Rabbi Osai. Kuf Chaf Amud Beis is a concept, again, of removing something, you're removing the monea. What's the case in the Gemara? You're opening a door, Kineged HaMadura. Right over here. Kineged HaMadura. Light Le'abayah, sometimes Poseach Delas, Kineged HaMadura. That's a rough same Mitsuya, it's going to cause the fire to go up, increase the fire. So that's the Mefarshim Rashi explained, and others, you end up Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. Okay? Because Ruach HaMan HaShem is Umavir HaOr. Okay? So the question is, Rabbi Osai, you see, Gevalt. It's not going to happen that split second, Rabbi Osai. No. You open the door over there, and the fire is over there. It's going to take a while. So the suggestion is made by the Achronim that we should distinguish between water which flows, Rabbi Osai, and air. So when it comes to the air, it's considered to be all mikocho. There's no, how should we say it? There's no easily identifiable koach acher. Comes to the water, it's all we understand. That the water is sort of going by itself, nothing to do with me. When it comes to the air, scientifically, maybe the same thing. But it looks like I open the door and then the fire is going on. There's no, you can't point to something. You can't really feel, you can't point to anything. That's the suggestion which is made. Again, this difficult analysis of these shilas. That's one of the suggestions that we saw in the same in the Siv Chaim, I believe it was. And it makes a lot of sense to me. Okay, fine. The Ramah of Osai, it's all about the thermostats, we'll see some. The Ramah, Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, has a different shot. A different shot. He learns, Koach Sheni means the water goes, and then the water stops, reaches the plateau, stops. Mamish stagnant. An hour later, the wind kicks up and keeps the water going. That's Koach Sheni, not doing me! To paraphrase the Gemara in Baba Kama, those in the Sugya, Kol Olochitzov, your arrow stopped already. And now what's happening afterwards is not, I didn't do it. That's Arama's second shot. His first shot is that only the Koach Achat Rishon is only the water which borders on the Mechitza that you lift. The rest of the water is called Koach Shein. Although he asked the question himself, how do you, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? It's almost like it's considered like one big thing. One big thing. But still, the distinction that he draws, according to the Sefer the Siv Chaim, it's only with flowing water. Because the water upriver is not considered the same as the water over here. It's all water in one place. That water in one pot, in one urn. This would presumably be considered all Koach Rishon, he quotes the Ra'on, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. So we have these areas of Halacha which are not directly Shabbos related, but certainly impact on Hilchos Shabbos. If you open the hot water faucet, so what happens? The cold water, right, goes into the hot water boiler as a result of what you did. What do you consider that? Am I Grama? But Bavadya wants to say it's considered to be Grama. Most people say it's not called Grama. That's Bitka, the Maya, the Koach Rishon, it's all one big thing. And it would be Chayef. Okay, so this is these are areas of Allah which are very sensitive and very, very far-reaching. Okay. Before we go to the last part of the Shia, which is all about the whole issues of Grama, let us discuss one more area, which is a little bit more, how should I say it, a little bit more limited. It's more limited sugya, mini-sugya. And then we'll get to the broader and greater sugyas afterwards. This is a sugya that Mem Zayinim and Beis, the last sugya in the third parak, which is very, it's related, but not quite the same. The Gemara has the following case. Nos and Kli the Mishnah. Takas and Nele Kabel Nitzotos. Vohita Natocho Mayim. Meishu Mechaba. Don't put water on the bar. I have to tell you that many people do this, especially in Chanukah. Many people have a Chanukah, they don't want it to get dirty, or they don't want to last maybe that long. So they put some water on the bottom, and they have the oil on top. As we all know, oil and water don't mix. So the oil goes to the top, and the water goes to the bottom. And the Chanukah lift will light until it hits the water, and it's going to stop. Okay? Common thing. Can you do it on Friday night? That's the question. That's what it says. So the Gemara has as follows. Gemara says, what say? It goes like Rav Yossi, who says, Gorem the Kibu Yasser. Oh, our sugya. Ground Kibu Yasser. If you all see Shita, well, at least assumes at one point. That's only on Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos, Miyama. Maybe we're talking only here about Shabbos. No, we're talking about Erev Shabbos. My answer is the last few words. Four words, Neshe Mekarev Es Kibuyo. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Zimein Kibu Lehedja Vahavalek Mechaba Mamish Yabiyov Le Bishaks. You put it there on Shabbat, it's called Mechaba Mamish. It's not considered to be in the category of Gram Kibbutz. Okay? Good? Good. This is what a Tosis quotes right now. Whole discussion over here. Fine. We're afraid they're going to do something on Shabbat. Erev Shabbos, Atu Shabbos. Why? A specific case. Fine. Rashi the Pirish, the last few narrow lines, and the mechaber mamish lav dafka. And the kolom asher yucha lavo lidei kibui. Not mechaber mamish. It come in the kibui. Rabbi the Tamas Girsus of Pirush Arach. They should mekarev kibu yo. There's a change on the side. It says kibuyon. Okay. What does that mean? In the case of the famous classic case of Kufchof that we just came from, with the barrels, the last narrow line, and the mechabin klum hachi is bako akelim. Nothing's happening until the barrels break. Aval hocha ein hefsek bein marlin itzotos umiyad nichbos chenofos bekli avikim mechitzas mayim da'asira mechitzas shelek, which is presumably prohibited, and the question of a Yerushalmi, etc., etc., etc. According to the Babli, third white line, mechitzas shel mayim afagav de'ein dover ha'mafsik mikol makom shari she'ein o'esh no felas asoch ha'mayim lehedja. Here, the mayim is underneath totos, umekarev kibuyon tvei. And there's another second teretz, al gemara, shah shalanu, asa mechitza shamayim, rabbonon, goes against Yerushalmi. I talis, ochas bo ur, mitzarecha, eino ela shalotis fashed ur. You're not trying to put it out, just trying to shouldn't spread. Rabosa, even in our case, the kuf chof, all you're trying to do is it shouldn't spread. What do you care if it goes out, doesn't go out? As long as it's contained. You may hear that in the radio, these big firefighters are fighting the fire in California. Oh, Baruch Hashem, the fire's been contained. It means the game is over. It's not out yet. It's been contained. But here too, this guy, that's okay. As long as it's contained, he's achieved his goal. Rabbi, someone follow me? This is very, very important. So there are different opinions here. I can't go into every last detail here in the Tosis. Let's open the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what it says. See what it says. Reish Samachay. This really comes up, so let's see it. Reish Samachay. Siv Dalit. Nos Nekhlidach Asaneh Lekabot Nitzotos. Okay, but don't put in water. Heat me both your home. Oh, very good. Why? Mekarev zman kibuy hanitzotos. Okay. Kol Tagamar. Close the last four words in the parak. What about iten mayim ba'ashoshet shemadigim ba'erev Shabbos? It's okay. Why? It's the same thing. No. Kevan she'enam miskaren the kibuy elag bia shemen. Ooh. This, a new kula, if your only intention is to be magbia, and there's no gzer, you may do it on Shabbos. The yesham is ramo, I feel the sky on the kibbutz shori. Why? Ain a mayan be'en al tachas hashemen. Why have the gram kibbutz? V'chei noigin. So, Baruch Hashem, there's a leniency over here. Okay? What do we mean, miskav on the kibbutz? What do the words mean? So here we have the bir alocha, pirish, miskav on the kibbutz, pirish, shemiskavin sha'acha sheyichla ha'shemen yiskave techev, lo yiskalkel ha'kli, kein kosav ha'taz. Rabosai, even if your intention is not that it should go out, you just don't want the kli to become the kuko, that's also considered to be miskav on the kibbutz. Everyone agrees to that? Just trying to protect this kli from burning up. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Fine. Now, there's another important discussion over here. Oh. The poskim want to know what's our minig. Again, what's our minig? Take a look at the Bir Halacha, V'yesh. This is the Ramo. The Mogan Avraham says the Ramo is wrong. Not based on the Smaga, he's quoting. Then the Gra says, this din, Rabosai, Jemachavin, depends on the two teretzim of Tosis. According to the first teretz, read inside, V'yesh. According to the first teretz of Rishon, the Tolerian bin Nofel O'esh, Lehed Yibetoch HaMayim, It's not in the mutter, because the water's in the bottom of the oil. Okay? Fine. And the wrong thing that's ikar. Om the mechidusha raja mashma, that shoshis mikri nofa lehejo the socha mayim, rak mishamein and the skam in shur. Interesting question. Should we treat it as going into the water or going into the oil? So, I mean, you know what happens, Pashtus, that if it's going to last all the way, it's going to fall into the water. If it's going to go out a little bit earlier, it's going to fall into the oil. So it's a question. How do we consider it? That's a machlokes. Machlokes had a mice of the minigas to be made on the chair. I just want to give it to you a little bit of a brief summary of this particular question. And now, Rabosai, we have to really get to it because the time is running out. Discuss the grammar issue. Let's get right to it. You all know, everyone in the world knows nowadays, there's such a concept called a grammar switch. Now, those who allow a grammar switch, there are two different kinds of grammar switches. It's important that people don't even realize that. I got a grammar switch, a grammar phone, a grammar, whatever, you fill in the blank. But you have to know what are you dealing with? There are two different groups that make two different kinds of situations, completely different one from the other. One is what's called the Menias Hamonea. That's where Rav Levi Yitzchak Halperin, from the Machon Technologi in Yerushalayim. That's what he does. He has a grammar switch based on the principle of Menias Hamonea. Where do you find that this Menias Hamonea is permissible? He says, you know what? It's an offer in the Mordechai. Let's take a look together. This is just for one, two lines. The Mordechai and the Simon Tov. This is the whole basis for this leniency. Take a look, please. Simon Tov. You'll find it on page Chavav in the new print. Please look inside. Mordechai, towards the end of Simon Tov. What does it say? Gam horosh amutol diskor achalon b'shabbes. You're allowed to close the window on Shabbos. Shelo yichba aner b'pnei haruach. In other words, if you would not have closed it, what would have happened? What would have happened? The wind would have blown out the fire. What do you do now? You close the window. You prevent the preventer of the fire, name of the wind, from coming in. He says it's mutter. No ands, no ifs, and no buts. The Pashmet that holds that way as well. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Not just something which is an obscure line somewhere in the Mordechai. You can find this in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Look together, I'll show it to you. Here we are. Reish Ayin Zayim Mishnah Brurah Sivkot Yud Aleph. The dinners of a start in Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis. He said you can't open the window or the door because it's going to blow. We saw that before. Avalim Hoya Pasua Kenegda Muto L'Sokro Eiva Mishnah Mechaber. Mishnah Brurah Yud Aleph. Afal Pisha Ruach Hoya Wudav Mavira. I'm just preventing the wind from coming in. Right. Here the wind would have actually made it higher. You prevent that from happening, so the wind would have made it lower. You're preventing a wind, the Pashat Shad is Mutter, even though it has an immediate effect, either making it higher, making it lower, but going, whatever it is. It's called Menia Samone. So he has a whole system that was devised to be a Menia Samonea. What does that mean? There are constant pulses. I'm a lab person. There are pulses being shot out, preventing the item, call it a wheelchair, call it a telephone, whatever it happens to be, from starting. Pulses and pulses and pulses. I put something in the way, what happens then? I prevented the preventer. Right? I prevented the wind. In that case, I'm preventing the pulse, which normally is stopping the machine from going, that's in turn preventing the machine starts to go. That's what's called Menia Samonea. Should be Heter Gomer, according to Rabbi Halperin in his Machon Technologie. Pashat Tzad is right. Pashat Tzad is right. He gives an example, Rabbi Osei. What's the example he gives? You have, imagine a fireplace, and you know, the wind is blowing, so it's going to put the fireplace out at one point in time. I close the window. And the result of my closing the window, it's not going to go out, and it's going to, certain other twigs are going to catch on fire, which wouldn't have happened otherwise. So Rav Halpern said, that's Pasha Pasha Mimutter. Standing applies over here with his grumma. Well, there are pulses stopping it from happening. And then when you block those pulses from coming, so then the light goes on, or whatever happens, happens. No, should be mutter, the same as this case. Minia Samonea. So writes Rav Halpern and Machon Tekolov. The truth is, it's not clear that his example is correct. Because the example is found in the Mordechai and found in the Mishnah Brura, or your Minia Samonea is preserving a status quo. It won't get higher, it won't get lower. Over here, the Minia Samonea is creating something which is brand new. These are catching a fire which wouldn't have caught on fire. Who says the whole mashal is even correct? That's what Rav Zev Lev writes, and others write, in arguing on the chiddush of the Machon Technolog. They don't like it so much. No. So if you don't like it, you have something better? Yes! We have something better. What does something better? They call their thing Hamshachat Matzav. What do you mean Hamshachat Matzav? Means as follows. They're assuming that the Shabbos clock is about to go off and I remove the peg and it goes on further. That's how the governor is assuming. Well, I didn't do anything. I just maintained the status quo. So they had this new gizmo. What do? They have a whole system with an electric circuit. On and off and on and off and on and off and on and off. It's ridiculous. Drum detailing. As soon as it goes on, it goes off right away. Because that's the way the system is. But what'll happen, Rabbi Osei? What'll happen? I press a button. By pressing a button, instead of going on and off, on, it will remain on. The whole day. All I did, I took a millisecond that it was on, and it kept going on, off, on, off, on, off for hours. Now I chopped that second when it was on, press a button, and it stays on. Hamshachat Matzav. This, they claim, is Heter Gomer. Now, the truth is, it's not so pushed that they're right either. Because in the case of a Shabbos, Hakasumi, it's Mutter, all you're doing is, again, maintaining the status quo. Here, come on, you maintain the status quo of a millisecond. It goes on and off. That's not, with logic, it's not the same thing. Shabbat has been on for 10 hours. I've gone on for 2 more hours. Yeah, it's just milliseconds. It's not exactly the same at all. And of course, that's added to the mix that there are poskim, Rabbi Yamazilba, the Chazanish, the Bnei Brak, the Donovan, who say, even the original case, they argue with the example again. They say you're not permitted to have a Shabbat talk go for 2 extra hours. It's considered to be maver. They don't say Hamshachat Matzah. They don't hold from that concept. So therefore, Rabbi Osei, it turns out that neither concept, whether Minia Samanea, Hamshachat Matzav, is out of the woods. There are people who argue on it, the Iker Adin, both of them. And Rabbi Yashiv Zal is quoted and others, that aside from all that, that even on the technicalities level, these things may come up short, but they're much more worried about the broader picture. Pirtza and Shabbos is a lead to terrible ramifications, it's to do things whatever they're very much against it. They're very much against it. They're against it, and they're against it because of the appearance of Shabbat. And therefore, they say, but I'm a doctor! So, you call on a regular phone. Rather have them call on a regular phone, which is mutter, because it's Pikuach Nefesh, and start a new system. Rabbi Yashiv is mach, where it's quoted in 2 sources, even where it's a bit of a tzorech for the individual who's in a wheelchair. There's a thing called the Tzomet wheelchair. And the Tzomet wheelchair was designed, Rabbi Zev Lev was part of that. He doesn't think it falls victim to all those grumma svaras. The Chazanish said grumma svar only applies if it's not normal. If it's built to the system, if we don't have a pure grumma. So I'm not doing grumma. I'm Hamshachat Matzav. We may call it a grumma switch colloquially. It's not grumma. Hamshachat Matzav. where there's never found anyone to be machmir, as he claims. Well, once again, either make it within because it's something new to Ramsha, it's not really Ramshacha Matzav, it's just milliseconds before, or they ask the Shabbos, there are reasons to argue with them too, but it seems to me that the Tzomet one, from the purely technical perspective, probably is a little bit better in terms of what it's doing. It's less than Grumman, so it's Ramshacha Matzav, but again, not without its detractors, whether on technical grounds or on meta halachic grounds. And this idea of making your own gedder gadr is what the distant Karela to the Chazan Shul's nephew said. This is comparable to the famous statement we spoke about yesterday about the umbrella. Umbrella may be technically be mutter, but gedder gadr gadoli ador. As they say, this should be not be done. This grammar should not be used whatsoever. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't do it. And interestingly, Rav Zev Lev, when he's attacking the old Grumman, which says, hey, quote the Chazan Ish, it should be usher, because this has become a new way of doing things. With your Grumman switch, it's now built into the system, people are doing it, it's a Shabbos, it's going to be considered now a normal way of doing things, and the Chazan Ish should agree it's usher, we saw before, the regular Shabbos clocks as opposed to the old-time Shabbos clocks. That's what he said. Of course, his own system, he claims is immune from that. I'm not based on Grumman, I'm on Shachat Matzah, that's much better. Again, not everyone agrees with him, as we mentioned before. This is a very serious, serious question. And I said, tell people, it's at all possible, stay away from Grumman switches, this one, that one, the other one. Just stay away. It's not good that. My Rebbe was opposed to these Grumman switches as a chef that writes in the Sefer. So I'm not a fan of the Grumman switches, neither on technical grounds, which I'm not saying they're wrong, Chalila v'chas. Khalilah, I'm saying. There's no riot to what they said. Both cases, you can't bring, there's no, they try to bring riots, and they're pretty good riots, but they don't really succeed in our particular case. And I think that if Mamadash, it's because never do it straight. If it's not, don't do it at all. So again, those who are doing the grummer switches, I'm not blaming. Although Shlomo Zalman's quoted right by someone who's asked, directly involved in the Tzomet, that he said that for the wheelchair, it can be Megal, because it's covered abrius. What's covered abrius? The independence of the person who's handicapped. Being independent, be able to be will yourself with your that little, you know, that way these things go, self-propelled scooters, as opposed to someone have to push you. That was a chiddush gadol that showed the mirror the sensitivity of Shlomo Zalman. Again, he's based on the Shiv Tosso, that it's a Hamshchat Matzah, maybe some kind of a gromo he throws in. But again, not everyone agrees to this. It's better if it's all possible to avoid these situations. Okay, Nira. Okay, Rabosai? Good. Now, we have some time. Go slow. We have to discuss some very, very fundamental matters. We have a leniency over here. It's called Grama Mutter. The Furusha Gemara, Grama Mutter. What could be better than that? It's the Furusha Grama Mutter. How can you argue? The Furusha Gemara, a Grama Mutter, and no one can argue. How can you argue with a Gemara? Gemara with Furushas. So would appear, right? I can argue the Gemara. We shall see in a moment. I can argue the Gemara. I'm saying the Gemara doesn't mean it. But on a partial level, it's a Mefurish Gemara, that Grama is Mutter. Okay? Fine. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Simit Shin Lamed Dalet, Rebbe Osai. Sifcha Beis. Page Kuf Ayin Ches Amad Alpha, my friend. Ram Kibri Mutter. Ramoid Makam Seder, one of the Mordechai, the Mechava Sizim, without Makam Seder, Bipshuto, says the Bialacha, the Bialacha, Shavari is Baku, that when the fire spreads, it's going to break the barrels open and the water's going to put out the fire. Sh'elem Koch, the Kabbalur, Meshach, Hashtoshin, ain't fun. Masha Bidamar, Tafilu in Mechavi Lazet, Mem Zainam and Beis, the Mordechai says, Meshavikarim is Kibuyo. Okay? The quarter of Rabban is put up in the Tzotz of Philip and Shabbos. After who Mechavin Shiyir by the Zeh. God can't show it. Came in the Eino El Grama. And to the Furshi Gemara. Grama Shari, Lo Sassava Malacha. Asiyah the Osir, Grama Shari. Dumid Asiyah, which is Mamish in action. Sharina the Grama. So he's giving a whole Arichas in the Bialacha. It's no problem, even in a situation where you are a Mechave. We are Mechave. That's it. No question about it. So it appeared according to the Bir Halacha. Does everyone agree with him? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. There are those who say that's not true. Who says it's not true? The Shulta Giborim. Take a look at our both saying Shulta Giborim. Please look. Shulta Giborim. On our side. Shulta Giborim. Talks about this sugya at some length. And says over here, we have Kuf Chaf Hei in my print. It's Mem Hei in the old print. The paragraph says, Umash HaKosov, Tura Rechayim, Kala Shabbos Vohor Shara Shkaposhto, Afal Pi Shehu Nichpe, Kevan She'eno Mechave Bipshitus Ozos Lechavos, Mash Mechave Lekach, She'osu Leposhto. Says the Shulta Gemara, wait a minute. Ain't she mecha mea post when she asked them, I said. Kibi dibre kulam muchach de gram kibu shari, I feel the mechav on the kaf. You call me kom nire. Vade kol gram kibu de shari in ubinyan, shen a mechav on the chavos. The tour is right. Elu osa shem dover lach med leka. I de kaf ba kibu, hope to gracia. Priestess or, mechitza bekelim, mayam mayim, tinas play reka, tachat on there, fine. Chayotze bele, shen a mechav on the chavos. Elu hogin. You want to protect it from spreading its situation, okay? Then make Hilkoch. He behind Maisa Shaosa Bomela Kibu Shapadamik. Babela Guram Kibui below Miskave. He Machavin Lakach, I feel like they grab us, or as the Torah said. In Machavin's mutter, there's a situation, Shari de Gram. For example, you fill up barrels of water, about its situation. Show me another gram in a mechav and lekach. He's trying to contain the fire. Why is it called gram? It happens later. This is the famous. This is the one. They're both saying we eat from this. The Shulta Gibor. We have to, this is the heter that we use for all the things that we're doing. All the thermostatic issues. Something's going to happen. Yeah, it's going to happen later. And it's an ain and a skav and a psikresha. Now the Shulta Gibor denies completely any heter of gram when it comes to mechavim. Yeah, how can that be? But the Bir Halacha brought a bunch of rias. That is not true. He brought a couple of riots to say that Roma is mutter even in the case where you are mechav in the kach. It's not merely a mechav in the psikration. So that has to be certain ways out. You know, sasa malach, grossiyad asa, shkram ashari, it means a chiddush of asiyah asa psikration. A chiddush considered to be an asiyah. Spoke about it in the Arichas, what that really means. And that does not apply against the Roma. But an action proper wouldn't necessarily get the Tosei in the Mamash, the way they have all the rights. That kind of Shulta Giborim sheep. Oh. Now, the Meiri is the same thing. Mamash, the same thing. And the Maralmi Prag takes it a step further. Maralmi Prag suggests that it applies to the Malach of Zoreya. If you're going to cause something to have a Zoreya, grow somewhere, and it's done a psikresha, and it happens a little, and it grows later on, grama, that's considered to be permissible. What's the lumdus, Rabbi Osei, behind this shita? It goes back to our old psikresha lumdus, Rabbi Osei, those who remember it. What's the psikresha lumdus? We consider it to be what we call in our language, chad maisa. Chad maisa, Rabbi Osei, that is a very powerful svara. But it's only a powerful svara if what I'm doing and what's happening at the end of the day are simultaneous. It's later on, then not. Oh. So here's an important issue, Rabbi Osei. The problem with the Shulta Giborim, it seems to be against enough in the Shulchan Aruch. That wouldn't be so terrible. I mean, he came before, but still, we try to pass like the Shulchan Aruch. Where's that? At least the morale is against the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Lamed Vov, Rabbi Osei. Turn to Shin Lamed Vov. Simply we don't really see too much of. Siv Gimel. Shin Lamed Vov. Siv Gimel. So if you're in your backyard, don't wash your hands until it's a diet. Why? I am a chavit. Sikreshu. It's a psik ratio. Psik ratio. Psik ratio. Oh, Rabbosai, but according to the Maral, it should be mutter. Because the psik ratio begrava. When the water falls on there and the grass doesn't start growing in that split second, it takes a while. Ooh, so now we're really in trouble. I'm hanging on Shulti Gevorman. Seems to be, if the Maral, the Shulti Gevorman, saying the same thing, Maral's against the Mefurash and Mechaber. Yesh lechalek, Rabbosai, what we said earlier today. In the Maral Miprax case, what starts right away? The Zriya itself starts growing. Yes, it's not going to sprout for later on, but the Zriya itself started right away. So we can label those chad mice. But in our cases, nothing's happening right away. The action I'm really doing is going to happen later on. It's not the malacha. The malacha is not starting right away. Most the action starting right away, or whatever it may be, it's different in that kind of case. So therefore, it seems to me that you can distinguish between the Shulta Givorim's case and the Maral's case. The Maral's going to talk a pasta also. But that's because we can say the Svara, although the growth is later, but the beginning of the growth is now. So it is, in effect, simultaneous. That's what I want to suggest. Now, having said this, Rabosai, Halacha L'maisa, it becomes a little bit tricky. Thermostats, what's it in? So we have three cases of thermostats. All depends on this. What are the three cases? Opening the door of the oven, opening the door of the refrigerator, and yes, you believe it, open the door of the house. Wintry weather we have now, right? Snowing. Wintry weather. You open the door of the house, a gust of cold air blows in, and an impact on the thermostat. Seems to me that we are making all these three shadows precisely because of the Shulta Gevorim. It's a psik ratio, and it happens later. It doesn't affect the thermostat immediately. Happens later. This is an important yisod, Rabosa. A very, very important yisod. A very important yisod. Oh. It's interesting when we talk about later, how later is later? How much later is later? A split second later. Has to be more than that. But we saw there's a Magen Avraham who said if it goes out maher, it's a problem. As opposed to if it goes out a little bit later. We'll see soon that maher be, you know, even if it's like almost instantaneous. But other than that, perhaps it won't be under that category. We'll see as we progress. Because now, Rabosai, we come to what's arguably equally high stakes. Even though it's very hard to top this. Maybe equally high stakes. There are problems that we face, you and I, in our society, because the world is very technologically advanced. Because it's very problematic just to walk around. How do you walk around? So, Baruch HaShabbos quotes a svara from the Gedolei Hador, and in his words, it's just so dako iyun bein the damas the makom acher elai the Gedolei Haro. So you and I are disenfranchised, Rabosai, from applying it beyond its original application. What's the svara? Rabbi Yosef said and others. Rabosai, I'm walking over here, and the light goes on over there. We've all had it surprise us from time to time. You know? And you hope it's not on Shabbos. Surprise you on Tuesday, it's much better. Oh, the light goes on. What happened? The security lights are sometimes very, very far range. Try to catch the guy. But he's still in the gutter, the lights are shining on him. It's right away from the house. Right? Have you experienced this? So what do you do? How do you walk there on Shabbos? I tell people, don't. I tell people, don't walk there. Yeah. After a while, it becomes a potential possibility. So the svara suggested by the Gedolei Olam is, you know, you and I just can't say it. It's not called Melechus Machshavos. I pray tell, why not? I know when I walk in there, the light's going to go on. Why is it not a Melechus Machshavos? I don't care about the light, which is itself problematic. In some cases, you do care about the light. It makes it lighter for you. It's easier to walk when it's more light. I have no connection directly to the action that's going on over there. It's far from me. It's not Melechus Machshavos. I have trouble with this svara. It's the fact that they say you can't compare anything else means I have no rigorous criteria. When do you and when don't you say this svara? I'm not so comfortable with these kind of things. But okay, Dolly Olam said it. But I prefer, in a more rigorous sense, is a chiddush, which of course is a chiddush, and not everyone agrees to that chiddush. That's the truth. Take a look at the Ran. You'll see it on page Kuf Zayin in our print, Lamed Ches in the old print. It's the Chiddush Nifla. If that Chiddush Nifla is correct, then we have a possible precedent for this. The Ran quotes the Rajba. He tiru lino v'tchila beso v'lishma beso u'tzvi shim v'tzocho. Kevin should serve lishma beso v'pisha edekach nitzo natzvi v'meila mutu. Uvelvad, here's the most amazing word. Same word we had amazing in Rambam a couple of days ago. Uvelvad, shlo yiskaver lishmoras hatzvi. What's the next word? Bilvad, same word. Can't cross this one out. Bilvad. Get an impression. Your main kavan is to keep your valuables. Yeah, to that, yeah. Deer came in, developed. I can use a deer. Yeah, it's good. It's good to have a deer. Maybe I'll check that after shower. So deer meat, it's a delicacy, yeah. Right? All discussion in Shavuot Chol Nefesh, all Sugyan and Supers. Okay, anyway. Wow! That's amazing. It's an incredible svar. Avinei says it can't be. It's against the Mefurash of Gemara. The Gemara says you can't put a machzelis on top of a beehive unless you leave a hole on the outside. The bees can fly out. Why? Go to the Rashi, it should be awesome. So we suggested an answer. No. In the case of the machzelis, you're placing it directly on the beehive. So it's mamish, physically touching. That's considered to be tzeda. At contrast, this with I'm closing the door to my house over here, and the deer is hiding away in 10 rooms down in a basement somewhere. So therefore, it's a different thing. Oh, this is Rabbi, they quote from Rabbi Shmuel Orbach. That's his explanation as to why it's permissible to walk when something's going to happen as a result of your walking, you know. Okay? All right? Rav Shechta Shlita, I think, said the same thing. But he's talking in a more rigorous fashion. Again, it's a Ran. Well, the Ran disagrees with the Rashba, but okay, but it's such a sheet that exists in the Shas HaTzchak, so perhaps we can rely upon it. Now, my best header in most of these cases, it doesn't work all the time, is to say that it is number one, Adirabonon, which will not work when it comes to an incandescent bulb. But with respect to most other things, it presumably would work. There's no hot filament. That's a question of Mavir Pshuto. But other things which happen as a result of your walking somewhere would presumably be the Rabbanon. And we can argue, at least, as a psigresha lo nichale by the Rabbanons. Aye, Rabosai. It completes a circuit. So this goes back to the old question. We spoke about it before. Is the completion of a circuit a Daraisa or not? If it's a Darabonon, which we hope it is, we have a svara of segregation hit by the Rabbanons, which we saw in Torah Safkuf Gimel. That's my head when it works. I'm told that many of these lights are not hot. I don't know what they are. I'm going to do it anymore. Oh my God, what are they? Are they sodium? Are they fluorescent? Are they incandescent? Is there a bulb there? Incandescent?
Most of them are LED.
LED? Even though it's big, it's so light. There's so much light from LEDs. Very
good. The other ones take time to turn on. These are instant.
I'm hearing a Besura Tova. Besura Tova Admaod. It's LED. It's the Rabbanon. Even though there'd be some circuitry, we're going soon against Chazish, so it's the Rabbanon. And it's a Segresha, we hope, lo nichale. And even if you'll say, in the worst case scenario, it's nichale, where there is a Shidas HaMachabe, Marat Bet Yosef. Even if you're interested in nichale, it's mutter by the Rabbanon. Let's go over that at some length. So that's going to be the saving. That's going to save us. The more LEDs come into these lights, and the less incandescent bulbs, we have to have this wave of the future. It's gonna do well, and then otherwise, I have to rely on these other svaras. Even I don't fully, one I don't fully understand, and one I don't be passing that way. But the three separate and distinct svaras to be makel in this thorny question. Okay, and there could be big nafkaminas, all the various cases. There are other cases which apply here as well. It's not just this case. There are other such situations. It's interesting. It's interesting. Fine, we can talk about other of these kind of situations. Yeah. Well, let's, since our time is really somewhat limited, let's talk about a few other cases. Okay. Rabosai, these cases are becoming more and more common, whether you realize it or don't realize it. What happens in a situation where you have an alarm system which doesn't go off, but you know that something's still attached? Either you hear a click click or you see some of these LED lights going on. What is there any heter? So the Aruch HaShabbos says, yeah, I have my old heter. I didn't do anything. So you see from here that when they say it's really not you, it doesn't have to be that far away. Here it's the Yamamish. I walk through a door, the whole door is 3 feet wide. And these are the things right on the side of the door, correct? And they said, Mantra anyway. I thought, you know, if I'm walking here, light goes on 50 feet away. No, it's a few feet away. And they are somewhat leniency. The leniency is in the safer Aruch HaShabbos. Even in this kind of a case, my heter, of course, is secretion of by the Rabbanim. They don't like it. The old Chashmal is the Raisa. And they also hold against me of segregation and nifle, but Rabbanim is also. So they reject both of my assumptions. Let's come up with these more progressive, I don't know, liberal, or should I say, mechudeshtik heterim. I'm trying to stick to the more classical ones, but they don't agree with me. What can I do? We both say it's both for different reasons. So there's room to be lenient in these kinds of cases. These things really happen. There's a discussion on both sides of electronic doors. Electronic doors. It's a big problem. So what are you supposed to do? You have to go to the hospital, something like that? No problem. You wait for a guy, and as soon as he walks in, you're walking right behind him. Very nice walking behind him. But who walks out first? So you're supposed to walk, what do you call it? Last in, first out? That means when you back up, not when you're going forward. Last in, first out, you have to be passed in the left lane. That's what you should try to do, but not make Hashem. But B'Shas HaTchak, you're last in, last out, which is what's going to happen. There's no passing lane. So there also, they want to make the suggestion that maybe it should be Mekel on the ground. You know what? It's a Psegresha B'Groma. Now, Groma here is not that... How long does it take for the door to close when I walk away? A few seconds. So here it's apparently held even a few seconds. It's considered to be Lachas Man for this purpose. This is a very important, very, very important. We started talking yesterday about the idea of Groma, and we didn't quite get to the final point, which I'm going to get to right now, which are you allowed to turn off the fire of your gas range. They talk about it on Yom Tov, maybe even on Shabbos. Mutar or Asur? It's a very, very serious question. La halacha. So there are those who say it's mutar. Why? Groma. Can I tell you a secret? I think Rav Moshe Eldo was mutar. He didn't print it. He said, well, you know what? If you can lower it, you can turn it off. But if not, not. Double or nothing. But he didn't tell you which one it was really. The word is that he said it was mutter. Why? Did we speak about kinva yesterday? Okay, I don't think we got that far. Kinva is a case in the Gemara in Beitza, which the Roshes means you have wood, the wood is going to catch fire, and you remove it before it catches fire. According to that pshat, that's mutter. So here too, Rabosai, you're removing the gas before it catches fire. It should be heter gomor. There's a couple of problems with that. Rabbi Avadia's problem with it is, no, if you have the famous case that we say in Rabbi Lincoln, that if you designate the fuel for that fire, so then we say you're not permitted to remove it. And he thinks that all, especially if it's one chefzer, in other words, Here, this kinva is a separate piece of wood. Here, all the gas is one chapsa, it's one big line. So he says it should be prohibited, like Reuven Shemin. That's Rabbi Avadya's problem. There are those who argue and say, and this is the discussed in the case of turning off a car motor on Shabbos, not all the gas in the tank is miuchad for this particular fire. You don't want your whole tank out. Not all the gas in Con Edison go all the way to 14th Street is miuchad for your flame on a Shabbos or a Yom. Therefore, that svara may not apply. I have a bigger problem. Goes off right away. I did an experiment in my house. Boom, went right off. Truth to be told, if you look, superficially, goes off right away. When you get home, look again. You'll see if you have the old gas thing. It doesn't go off completely right away. Look very carefully around that where the gas comes out. You'll see that the fire will continue for a few more seconds. It's almost invisible. If you don't look carefully, you won't see it. And the reason for it is obvious. There's still some gas coming in. You turn off the switch over here, there's still gas coming in, from the switch, from the knob handle till the fire. That's still good. So maybe Rav Moshe was assuming that little fire is still considered a fire. Until that goes out, it's only considered to be lowering the fire, which may be permissible, as we spoke about before, permit. And number two, the fact that it goes off completely a few seconds later, that's considered to be later, grubber. In my opinion, both of these are very questionable assumptions. You should not turn it off on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but Rabbi Avadya also said you shouldn't do it. His reason is not the same as mine. But there is one or two posts who say it's permissible, but the Lamaise said it really should not be done. Fine. So now we have, and the remaining time is becoming more and more limited as we keep speaking, we have to discuss a number of cases which could really come up as the technology progresses. Many people live in communities where there are basements and there are toilets in basements, because of the particular situation of the water supply system, you require a special pump for that toilet in the basement to work. And the question is, what kind of halakhic status does that have? Serious question. So, Bitka de Maya, right? Right, yeah. Whoa. According to Rashi, perhaps it's considered Koach Sheni. According to the Ramah of Pshuto, he says, well, Maya Luchunasin should be considered to be Koach Rishon. That's what I would say. I would say it's prohibited. But this is agree with me. Rosh Hashanah seems to say that it's considered Koach Sheni. Now, in some cases, Rebbe Osai, in some cases, we can view it as a psik ratio of begroma. But it happens sort of right away. So they say, well, you know what? Chesed chak, kavod abrius, do it b'shinu. I don't know how many seconds I have to wait till it's not considered me. But there are other cases here, both sides, where it doesn't, not that every time you flush the toilet, the pump goes on electronically. No, you flush it and it goes down. Second time it goes down. Oh, after a few times, goes farther down. Then, Rabbi Osai, you hear the pump starting to work. That may be considered an ena miskabel and apsik resha. You don't know when you flush it this time. Who knows what's going to go on? Some want to say it's what we call a suffix psik resha l'sha'avar. We're just missing one basic fact. We don't know how full or close to empty the tank is. But others will say, you can't see that. The average person has no clue. If you go down to the basement somewhere and look somewhere behind, you better figure it out. But most people can't figure that out. Because most people can't figure out if you drag a bench or make a ditch or not, even though the engineer can't figure it out. So most consider it to be an ena miskaven, and it's not a psik ratio at all. If it is a psik ratio, it's called a suffix psik ratio, the sha'avar, and that's mutter by the rabbanas b'pshuto. So therefore, the bottom line is, if it doesn't start every single time, we could be mekel. If it starts every time, there are mekelin based on kol sheni, based on grama, much as shvah heck if it starts every time. Anyone know the mitzvahs? Does it start every time in your basement toilet, or only after a while? Anyone know? Can you hear it? No one hears the pump? You don't know? Maybe you should say, can we say if you don't know what hurts you? Maybe. It's something that's a gracious. That's exactly the question. You know, maybe you should just keep ignorance is bliss. If you know, the average person doesn't know, okay, maybe we're better off that way. And now, this has already existed in Muncie for years, and told in certain parts of the five times of world solutions. But now, Teaneck, the next big stronghold of people, I was told, Charlotte, everyone was panicking, and installing new systems, which already Arthur Shabbos knows about in the holy city of Yerushalayim, high-tech city, he knows about it too. He calls it a, quote, Mad Mayim Elektroni. You know, every house has a water meter. This you know. Water's not for free. But until now, it was purely mechanical. It would be, the water would go through, and it would be, the meter would turn around. Come every once in a while to check your meter, and then you pay. A new system. What's a new system? A new system goes like this. The water, when you open it, water comes in. And again, we're going to assume that water is Koach Rishon, because it happens right away, and it's right there. And opposed to others who disagree with it. Fine. Now, the numbers turn. Usually, the city didn't get its money until they sent someone in to measure it. Hey, cash flow problem. Since they put up a new system. Every 100 liters, that's what they offer shot, every certain amount of unit of water that goes through, what happens? Electric circuit, Rabosai, is closed. And what does that do? Again, the same high tech. Every few seconds, a pulse comes. And now that this circuit has been completed, when 100 liters went through, what happens? The current goes through and makes a certain change in the electronic memory, which is immediately transferred to the computer of the city hall. Like, bill you more quickly. That's the advantage for them to put it in. What's the difference? What's the halach? So he says, in Aruch HaShabbos, if time lapses between the time the circuit closes and the pulse comes, Rama. Maybe it's considered, it's a psik reish l'shava, we don't know how much time is going to lapse in between. Can't tell. I would say it's not a psik reish at all. We don't know. I thought there's room to be makel that's the reality. I should mention to you that we had quoted from the Minchas Osher, Rav Osher Weiss Shlita, in certain leniencies and stringencies. Leniencies, you can't tell no appreciable difference. You can't tell if the fire got bigger. You can't tell if something, but if you can tell that something's changing, I told you, he throws a book at you, it's a back of a patnish by default. Our last thing, we only have another 7 minutes to go, is elevators. Save the best for last. Elevators. So Rabosai, elevators, there is you go up an elevator, and you go down an elevator. Our instinct would be to tell us, down is no problem, only problem going up. But this instinct happens to be incorrect. Let's first talk about up, which we'll see is not as big a problem, paradoxically, as going down. Okay, what happens? You're going up an elevator. So what happens when you go up? We know what happens when you go up. More electricity might be used as a result of you going up. So therefore what? Comes in Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos quotes it. It's a grama. What's grama? You're going to cause a fire to be bigger in the Con Edison. I'm going up an elevator here, till this. It's only considered to be a grumma. It's only a grumma. And when I walked in, nothing happened till it started going up. Right? So that may be grumma. Forget the idea of the power station being far away. I walk into the elevator, automatic door closed by itself. And now when it goes up, that's only my weight. Maybe my weight's not considered to be my action. It's just dead weight. If it's dead weight, the same as live weight. Not considered to be my action. And maybe when I go in, somebody else went out. So it's not a psychration. That's hard to understand. Who cares who went out? Well, then he has this famous idea. Only makes the fire bigger and not more fires. Again, I'm very sympathetic to that point of view, but I'm still waiting. No one came to me today to explain why it's not a violation of the consumption of more fuel. Even if the fire goes, doesn't go up that much, but it pashas chati shosim in the Torah. Even if it's the smallest unit of fuel is being consumed, which is more than before, sounds to me it should be a potential problem. Unless you'll say that it's such a small amount, as Rabbi Moshe Weiss says, basically what you're doing here, you're going to be able to see a carnetus and plant on 14th Street, there's a bigger fire. Too small to count, you know? Chati shosim in the Torah. This is just too small. You can't measure it. It's like nothing. That's a chiddush. But maybe that's what we have to say, both in terms of the size of the fire, and more to the point, according to the Avnezer, the consumption of fuel. And then they're riots. Shlomo Zalman for riots. Otherwise, whenever you walk in, walk out, there's going to be an open the door, something's going to change. So maybe that's the answer. Even though the fire gets a little bit bigger and a little more fuel is consumed, it's too little to count. Perhaps, I don't know when that would apply, when it wouldn't apply. You walk into a car, an extra weight of 150 pounds in the car, then that may be big enough to count as a problem. Those, yeah, there too, the Shmir Shabbos want to be leaning. Fine. That's now our last point, the most exciting of all, is going down the elevator. Oh, look at my conversation I had with David Rafal Bannett, who was the consultant to Rav Levi Yitzchak Halperin. We had discussed this back in 1973, so more than 40 years ago, we had this discussion. He was making fun of a long footnote in the Shmir Shabbos, which wasn't printed in the Shmir Shabbos yet at that point in time, but it did come out in 1978, and we repeated it again in the most recent one. Shlomo Zalman had many leniencies to allow going down an elevator. What's the problem? Your weight, I'm sure you don't know about this, your weight contributes to the power grid and enables whatever has to be done to be done. Elevator should stop at the right floor, the light should go on, whatever. Whatever would have happened if you wouldn't have gone in, based on the power of the Con Edison, or the Bezek, whatever you want to call it, now happening, they're saving on their power bill, because you're, same as, you know, in a hydroelectric dam, that the water goes down, so you go down. You're not as much as Niagara Falls, but you can, every little bit counts, right? Alright? So you're doing a terrible thing? So Shlomo Zalman said, you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything. Because what happens now would have happened then would have been exactly no difference. Again, as far as the eye can see. Not discernible, it goes out a little bit faster. We go again with what the eye can see. It brings riots. Remember, you put water and there's already enough water there. Nothing happened, no difference. That's head to number one. Halpin is very much upset with that. I told you that. David Banner was compared to the guy shechting, and I take the knife from him and I start shechting myself. What happened anyway? That's not the same thing. It's just the polemics. But I'm just yeah, how upset they were with this lead. See, afterwards, it's not a lot of nice riots. You can argue with the riots, but he has nice riots. That's number one. Number two, second point. He claims, my weight is not my mice. If the person were asleep, or Khalid, the person would be dead. The same result would happen. He can't consider it his mice. Rav Halpern argues with that. It's not true. Not true. It is called Los Hats Gamalach. That's I can't. It's too small to decide who is right. Okay. And then he says, look, Zeyachol v'Zeyna Yachol. The power grid can do it by itself, and my little contribution can't do it by itself. To which Rav Halpern responds, it's true in principle, but the way the system is set up, when you go in and you produce a certain amount of power, Con Edison sends you less power. So right now, it's Zayn or Yocho, V'Zayn or Yocho. So I'm not great enough to decide which of these two total giants is correct. And if my psak is, try your best to avoid it. You guys are able-bodied, you shouldn't even go up the elevator. You know, you need to thank God, it's good for you to walk up steps. But people who have to go up, they have more to rely upon. Going down is more difficult. It's also easier to walk on steps. So it goes in both directions. So it's a more difficult cooler, and it's not as difficult to walk on the steps. So I strongly recommend, unless it's in, I'm not here to go against Khalil and Benny McKeelan, but for Tamim here, we should try to avoid going up, and we should certainly try to avoid going down. We have to stop the right of time. So if you stay out of the Shemayat, you have a Chazara today, Chazara tomorrow, Khina will be ministered here at 9 o'clock on Thursday. You have the whole 3 hours plus to finish it. Okay? Bonus, that's really on top. Shas HaTchak, you want to study over Shabbat on Sunday morning, I hope to be here. That's also called on top. If that is, it's a whole different mahalach, 5 extra questions. But hopefully that everyone will just, don't procrastinate. Everyone say procrastination is no good. Okay, good. We got a wonderful time of Chazara. Positive, good time of everything.